Good morning. Sorry about that. I'm not used to wearing one, so I'll wing it. So good to be with you. So glad to fill in for Mike, and hope he's had a good vacation. But it'll be good to have him back as well. This morning, if you would go ahead and turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, and we're going to look at verses 1 and 2 this morning. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And I've entitled the lesson this morning, Run with Endurance. Run with Endurance. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Verse 2, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. I believe our Vacation Bible School, our theme, I think you believe, is fixing our eyes on Jesus. And I couldn't think of a better way to start. I know we're doing this starting next week, but like I said, this may set our minds up to what's going to be talked about that week. But this morning, we're going to talk about these two verses here. You know, our life is a race. Our life is a race. This race is not about being fast, though. It's not about being fast. It's about endurance and going the extra mile. You know, when you have a long race, not always does the fastest one win. But it's about something. It's about setting a pace and being able to finish well. Being able to finish well. And it's never too late to give God your life. It's never too late to become a child of God through baptism. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 41, and if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. You know, we must do more than we can think. You know, more than we can think we can do. Often we may be lazy and not want to do the Lord's work, but God needs soldiers, and we are in a battle, and the battle is the world. We face the world, and the world is Satan. The world is Satan. Satan entices us to follow him, to draw us away from God. That is what he wants. We see those shirts often, and they say, "Not today, Satan. Not today, Satan." But that's a very true statement, and we could say that anytime. But Satan, anytime that Satan's tugging on our hearts and our minds, we need to say that, "Not today, Satan." Number one this morning, talking about lay aside every weight and sin. Lay aside every weight and sin. You know, many of us have done things that we aren't proud of. But we must remember that we have a forgiving God. We have a forgiving God. We may get to thinking that we aren't good enough to be called a Christian. And if we are being honest, we all fall short of that. We all fall short of that. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. God hears the prayers of a righteous man. In Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 29, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. You know, sometimes our burdens, they get heavy. Our burdens get heavy. And we must go to God in prayer because He can help us. He can help us with anything. And it's good to get it off of our mind, off of our chest, to lay things out to him. But so often we try to handle things on our own, and we get prideful when we don't want to admit that we need help. We don't like to admit that we need help. In Acts chapter 6 and verse 4, but we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. We never know what people are going through. And the only thing that we need to know is that we can pray for each other. We can pray for each other. In James chapter 5, verse 16, James chapter 5 and verse 16, therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Being found righteous is important for us to get to heaven. Being found righteous is important. Point number two this morning, let us run with endurance the race set before us. Let us run with endurance. You know, we cannot be afraid to face the things of life. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, and then verse 14. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. Verse 4, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. And then down in verse 14, I perceive that whatever God does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it nor taken away from it. God has done it so that people fear before him. You know, let's talk about the definition of endurance. The definition of endurance, endurance is, in the noun sense, the definition is the fact or power of enduring an unpleasant or difficult process or situation without giving way. Now, the adjective part of it is denoting or relating to a race or other sporting event that takes place over a long distance or otherwise demands great physical stamina. Sometimes we have mental breakdowns. Sometimes we have mental breakdowns because we bottle up our feelings. We bottle up our burdens. We don't like to share those things. But more often than not, we think that no one knows what I'm going through. So many times we may think that. But when in all actuality, we know that there are people, they do know because they've gone through something similar. But we drown ourselves in self-pity rather than share our struggles with someone. Also, another thing that we deal with is that we don't want others to judge us. So we may feel ashamed to share those things about us. We may feel ashamed to share those things. In Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Verse 2, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. We must face life head on and not worry so much. You know, I don't know, like I said, I like the Rocky movies, you know, with Sylvester Stallone. And there was a quote that he had in one of his movies, life will knock you down and bring you to your knees. You have to get back up and keep moving forward. And life can knock us down. It will get us to our knees. But it's so true in life, because life can get rough. Life can get rough, and we must do our best to not let things get us down and stay in that state of mind. We can stay down, but we can also pick ourselves up. Point number three this morning. Point number three, Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. You know, hopefully our faith is growing stronger each and every day. You know, we are being molded into the person that God wants us to be. And we do that when we live for him. We must do things his way because there is no other way. There is no other way. We sing that song often, All to Jesus I surrender. All to Jesus I surrender. But I often wonder, do we really give him our all? Do we surrender everything to him? Do we look to Jesus as we should? He is the one who perfects our faith. Our faith can be shaken only if we allow it to be shaken. When we start doubting what God can do, then we lose faith. We lose faith in heart and many things. But God loves us even if we don't love him sometimes. In Revelation chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. Revelation chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. And this is the church at Ephesus. This letter was to the church at Ephesus. I know you are enduring patiently and bearing up for my name's sake, and you have not grown weary. Verse 4, but I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first. Remember, therefore, where you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. You know, our love for God can grow cold, but we must keep the love that we had for God. We must keep it consistent. We must keep it consistent and not let it grow cold. When one gets baptized, you know, they experience that fire. They're on fire for God. And they're giving God their very best at the beginning. But after a while, that fire, it can go out. It can go out. And we get laxed in serving God. But sometimes it's hard to get that fire back. It's hard to get that fire back that we once had. But it can be done. It can be done. How is your love for God today? Is it as strong as it once was? And if not, it can change. That can change. Has your love for God grown cold? If so, it's not too late to change. You know, things happen in our life that will make us question our faith. But just remember that Jesus helps perfect it. He helps perfect our faith. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14. But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. You know, we should boast about the cross. We should talk about what Jesus did for us. And you know, it's something that we should share what happened at the cross with all those who don't know. You know, we would be surprised how many people don't know about the Bible and how many people don't know what Jesus done for them. There are those who don't even believe in God or know that there is a God. Well, we know that there is a God. We know that there is a God and he's alive. He is very alive. Our joy is in our Lord Jesus Christ. In Psalm 32 and verse 11, Psalm 32 and verse 11, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Also in Psalm 33 and verse 1, Psalm 33 and verse 1, shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous, praise befits the upright. We can find joy in the Lord. And then Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 18, Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will take joy in the God of my salvation. So many times we take it for granted when we should be joyous about us obeying the gospel. The gospel is for all, and we must share it with those that we come in contact with. You know, we can let them know that they have a Savior and a God who loves them and wants them to obey the gospel. You know, it's our choice to follow God's will. It's our choice to follow God's will and not chase after our own will. His will, God's will, can get us to heaven. So many times we fall short, but we can choose to get back in the race and finish strong, finish well. Where are you running? Where are you running? Are you running toward God or are you running away from God? We must be willing to run the race with endurance and run well enough so we can one day hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. So what is our prize if we stay faithful to God? What is our prize? Well, we get heaven. And what a wonderful thing that is. We get heaven if we stay faithful to God. We can spend eternity in heaven because we must understand that heaven and hell, they are real places. They are real places. And heaven is where we want to be. It's a much better place. You know, hell is talked about, you know, there'll be darkness. We know that if we are in Christ, if we have Jesus in our life, Jesus is light, and in him there is no darkness. There is no darkness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. We must stay in the light. And we might be able to help someone else light their path so they can see where they are going. I don't know about you, but I do like know where I'm going. I don't like being in the dark. I like knowing what's in front of me. And so I can see, that way I don't trip and fall over something. And that's, I can do that. But no one likes walking in the dark. No one likes walking in the dark. The one thing about being in the light is that if you fall, you have brothers and sisters who can help you back up and can lean on them so your path can stay lit. And we can be thankful for that. Paul understood what his purpose was. Paul understood it, and he found his purpose. It wasn't until later that he found his purpose, but in the end, he was a better person for it. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 and 8, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Wow, that's the confidence that we need. That's the confidence that we need. you can give up anytime you want to. You know, when you're running a race, you can give up anytime. But that's what Satan wants. Satan wants us to give up and throw in the towel. But he wants us to give up. That's what he wants. But we must keep going and finish well. You know, life will knock us down, but we can choose to get back up and continue to finish this race of life. It's not how you start a race, it's how you finish, and that you finish. May we push each other to finish the race with endurance and never give up, because it's easy to give up. And we may be want to throw in the towel at any time, but this race must finish, and our prize is heaven. Our prize is heaven if we finish well. And I think that we can live with that. I think we can live with that. I'm going to close this morning by giving an invitation, but also I want to talk about the steps of salvation in Mark chapter 16. Verse 16, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And also, that's talking about belief. We must be baptized. In Acts 2:38, Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins." And then we must confess, Philippians chapter 2, verse 11. Philippians 2, verse 11, And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and to the glory of God the Father. And then we also must be baptized, as was said in Mark 16:16. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And then the last thing is we must remain faithful. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, the latter part of that verse, be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. This morning, the lesson is yours. If you haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you are a Christian and you struggled in your daily walk and you walked away from God, well, go ahead and make your way forward as we stand and sing the invitation.